Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
A radio series for teachers of English.
Welcome to today's programme in our series for teachers of English. I'm Gary Stevens and I've worked as a teacher and trainer, and I'll be introducing the ideas of many teachers from around the world. Our focus is on schools where large classes and limited resources are common, and where many teachers would like more support and training. Our topic today is using English in the classroom. In a recent programme, we heard about ways that teachers can develop their English skills and their confidence. One reason that this is important is that in many countries, teachers are very hesitant to speak English in class. Let's meet some of the teachers who regularly join our discussion. Here's Saba, who trains teachers in Pakistan. She explains their fear of making mistakes.
There is probably an impression you have to speak flawlessly. And so teachers are very, very hesitant to speak at all in class. So that is a big challenge, to make them themselves speak and then try to make the students speak. So, I mean, that has been a big issue with a lot of teachers.
Teachers who haven't had the opportunity of much training fear that their English is of a low standard. They don't want to use it in class, except for reading and writing. Daya from Nepal points out that for this reason, many teachers won't use English in class for their instructions and explanations.
English is taught as a foreign language in our country. They don't have much time and opportunity to practice their English during their school. And teachers go to the classroom, and when they don't find themselves fluent in English, they have to resort to translation.
Translation isn't always a bad thing to do, as we'll discuss. But the best advice is to keep it short and return to English as soon as possible. Hanan works in Egypt, and she makes it clear that if the subject you're teaching is English, then you should always try to speak in English.
Well, I think using English in the classroom is an essential thing for a teacher to do, because it's an enormous input into the students. They listen to you, they listen to the teacher speaking the language, and this is another indirect way of teaching them expressions, idiomatic expressions, also prepositions, lots of stuff that they pick up, even though that's not the main aim of the lesson.
Hanan says that we should try to create an atmosphere where it's normal to use English to communicate.
I think it's really very important to teach the kids the language rather than to teach them about the language. It loses its communicative value.
The point then is that English is a language for communicating in. So if we don't speak it in class, students will think that English is just for reading, writing and practicing grammar points. To get started, we need to make a list of useful expressions for both teacher and student and begin to introduce them. This is Kazimierz, who's taught in Malaysia and many other countries.
Students learn so much just from everyday, what I would call operational language in the classroom. So everything from stand up, sit down, thank you, no thank you, please may I do this, I feel hot, I feel cold, can I go outside and have a drink of water, all of these things. It should all be done in English from day one.
Kazimierz says this basic operational language needs to be taught to the students from the very beginning, from day one. And Hanan agrees.
They could perhaps start off by teaching themselves first and teaching the children language used in the classroom, like, can I borrow a book? Can I leave the room now? I need to go. I'm sorry, I'm late. All that, like, things, very small things that encourage the children to communicate with their teacher, and also makes it easier for the teacher to start giving instructions in English, and it builds on from there.
Hanan, encouraging her students to speak English in the class. But to really get the message home, you can put up a big sign saying, only English spoken here.
You're listening to An Introduction to Teacher Development, brought to you by the British Council.
Today our topic is using English in the classroom. And we've heard how we can introduce basic phrases for students and the teacher to use as operational English during the lesson. If you feel nervous about using English, write down and practice simple instructions, greetings and stories. Build up a list of useful expressions. And if this is new for your class, then you can use just a little English in each lesson and gradually increase it. You'll need expressions like turn to page 12. Repeat this. Please close your books. Find a partner and work in pairs. Then to reinforce your message, use gestures, drawings and write on the blackboard. Here's Kazimierz again.
Use whatever resources you have, mime, your sense of humour, drawings, but try and keep it all in English. It can be very simple. And use the blackboard. The blackboard is a fantastic resource.
So, when you give an instruction such as now write 5 sentences or read the paragraph on page 21, use a gesture and then write it up on the board. This will make your instructions easier to understand and to remember. If students wish to use English but are having problems, help them out and write the phrase they need to say on the board. Let's listen in on a few of the classrooms we've recorded for this series. Here are some teachers in action from around the world, from Afghanistan to Africa, and they're all using English.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Fine.
Everybody is good?
Yes.
Yeah, what about the weather? Is it cloudy?
No.
No.
A quick
it's
test.
Sunny, yeah?
Okay, I will say the noun, and you say the verb that comes with it. Ready? A fly.
I'm going to read this text to you. I'll read it to you twice. You're going to make notes, and afterwards you're going to try to put it back together. Okay?
Look in the water.
What do I see?
What do I see?
I see myself.
I see myself.
Looking back at me.
Looking back.
In our Round the World clips, we didn't hear any translation. But of course, this can be helpful sometimes. Kuheli is a teacher trainer from India. Do you agree with her approach on this topic?
Sometimes I take help of mother tongue, but I don't start speaking in the mother tongue for the entire class. But if I need to use it a little bit to make my students less afraid of me, to get them familiar with me, and then introduce language points that I want to introduce gradually. If that helps me, I do that. So though I'm training my teachers to speak in English, transacting the whole class in English, I wouldn't say never use the mother tongue. It's a resource, I always tell them. Whatever methodology helps, I would take help of that.
Although Kuheli trains her teachers to use English in their lessons to transact the class, she doesn't say that they can never use translation, as it can be useful to help explain the meaning of something or compare how language is used, for example, or to make sure her students are comfortable with her. So if we're to do a list, what are the stages in our lessons that teachers and students should be using English? What do you think? We asked Kazimierz to summarise.
We can use English in the classroom when we greet students, when we talk to students at the beginning of a lesson, at the end of a lesson, when we talk about what day it is, what they've been doing. It's a great way of personalising our lessons. We can use English when we explain and model new language, when we give instructions for an activity, so turn to such and such a page, or do this exercise, or talk to the person sitting behind you or next to you. And of course, when we change activities during the lesson, or when we correct mistakes.
In other words, English is useful throughout our lessons.
You're listening to An Introduction to Teacher Development, a radio series for teachers of English, brought to you by the British Council.
This is An Introduction to Teacher Development, and today's topic is using English in the classroom.
Good morning, dear class!
Good morning, dear class!
With younger learners, English classroom language can be introduced as a game or lively activity.
How are you, dear class?
Poems, rhymes and songs are very popular with children, and these can include useful classroom language.
Good morning! Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning, teacher. Good morning, class. How are you? What a happy way to start each lesson. Teacher Georgina established a routine at the start of each day when her young learners in Taiwan could spend time chatting in English.
We would have different parts of the day or different times of the day where we would do different things. And as a result, the children got to learn that when they got to school, we would have good morning time. We would sit in a circle. We would talk about the weather. They would describe their feelings, how they felt that day.
Kuheli, who we heard from earlier, also encourages a little conversation.
I just start the class with a little bit of chatting with the students where they respond with me, and that creates the atmosphere where I can introduce my English lesson. So I think using story is a very good way of getting your students used to the use of the language.
Kuheli. With all ages and stages of students, the teacher can prepare and then tell a little story or a joke, or as we heard, use a song in English. Little by little, we can add more until students and teacher are comfortable using English. We're moving from basic instructions to stories and conversation. For example, teacher Neri in Mexico suggests we personalise the new language we're teaching by talking about our own experiences.
When introducing, for example, the simple past, what you can do is just get into the classroom, talk to your students, like telling them what happened to you yesterday. Like, for example, oh, I had a very, very bad evening yesterday because I went to this restaurant and the food was awful. So you exaggerate in some parts of your speech to emphasize what you're trying to get them to know, which is, in this case, the past.
So Neri suggests that we talk about real-life experiences. But how do we do this confidently? When you plan future lessons, build up your confidence by aiming to be a step ahead of your students. If you're following a textbook or a syllabus and you know what's coming up, then look at future units, check the key language in a dictionary, and think about what instructions and conversations you'll need in English to introduce and practice the language. Then write it down. If we prepare, it isn't so difficult to use a lot more English in our classrooms. Let's now go over some of the points that teachers have shared with us today. Using English in the classroom demonstrates that it's a language for communicating and can be a really rich resource for your students. Many teachers are not confident, but it's important to start using English rather than your mother tongue. Get started by making a list of simple and useful expressions for the students to use, as well as for you, the teacher. We can aim to use English in all stages of our lessons. Think back to those recordings we heard from classrooms around the world. You might wish to translate to make something clear, but go back to English as soon as possible and encourage your students to do the same. When you give instructions, demonstrate with humour and gestures and use the blackboard to make sure your message is clear. Try to move from very basic instructions to opportunities for stories and conversations. Try to personalise your lessons and think about what younger children enjoy. The beginnings and ends of lessons are a good opportunity to chat more informally with your students. You can talk about your day or what they're going to do at the weekend. Even the weather. So if you agree with these ideas, then it's time to start making that list of useful expressions for both you and your students. And of course, don't forget that great big sign, only English spoken here. This is Gary Stevens signing off until next time. I hope you'll join us then. In the meantime, goodbye.